AB8TR from W8FU. Good morning. Yeah, I don't know if you got the memo. You know we're not going to breakfast this morning, right?
No. Is it changed?
I hope you're not too far from the house, are you?
No.
Yeah, we're going to the Vintage Electronics Expo, which is, remember where that mall is, right up there on Telegraph? It's right there.
What are you talking about?
No, there used to be a mall right there on Telegraph, north of 59. Was it north of 59? Yeah. Anyhow, it's no longer a mall, and there's a... The show is there, and it starts at 9. I'm going to pick up Steve. I think Don's going to meet us. We were going to do lunch after.
Okay. Vintage stuff, I'm not too interested in that.
It's like a ham swap. It just has a lot more of the vintage radios. There's always interesting stuff, but yeah, I get it. It is definitely more like antique radio than it is ham. But like you said, I've never not seen something interesting.
Okay. Well, everybody else is still going to Cozy, right?
I mean, there might be some. I know Hazel Park actually has a booth set up here, and so they weren't going to be there. I think John and Jack both confirmed they wouldn't. So, I mean, yeah, there's potential for a few, but I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't pretty light.
Okay, well, yeah, I got to have breakfast, so... I guess I'm going to go there, because if you guys are going to stop for breakfast, I'd join you guys, but did you say this is some ham radio stuff, or is it just all vintage radio?
There's usually ham radio stuff, but it does lean much more heavily towards the vintage radio stuff, but there's always usually some. Like I said, I've always found it interesting. We go most years. I don't think I went last year. It was at the Caustic Center in Farmington forever. And they moved this the first year. It's moved right there by you. And we probably won't be terribly long in it. We're going to get there at 9. We'll probably be a couple hours tops. So it'll be brunch, I guess. But I get it. If you need to get something now, you need to get something now.
Yeah, well, all right. It's very good. Have fun there, then. I'll see you, maybe I'll meet you guys afterward. Who knows?
Yeah, it kind of came up the last day or two, and I forgot, you know, I just been thinking about it. I was over there, we mentioned it during the Lions game. I was over there visiting, and then yesterday I stopped by, and I completely forgot. He asked, he said, you going to be by in the morning for the show? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. So, and I know the Hazel Park guys had been talking about it at the breakfast, saying that, you know, we probably likely won't have a lot there. But it wasn't really, I just didn't have it pinned hard on my radar until yesterday. I knew about it when we talked, but I just, it was the last thing on my mind at that point.
All right. Well, whatever. Okay. Sounds good. You heard back from me. You got my email, right?
I got what now, right? I didn't catch the subject.
Yeah, did you get my email with the tower stuff?
Oh, yeah, and I forwarded it on to one of two. I've got to get the other information out. I don't know if I have it at home. These guys doing a project for us at Utica. So I'll try to get try to see if I can dig up his information. I'm pretty sure I got it. And forward to him. So I just don't know how much luck we're gonna have with Jeff and the guys. I don't know. I sent the old package over, but JT probably, and they've always been very reasonable. So I'll get it over to JT.
Yeah, and like I said, stress the urgency. So, alrighty. Have fun. I'll call you later, see if we meet up after your thing.
Okay. Yep, I'm northbound. Where am I at? I don't even know now. Crooks Road exit. So I'm northbound at the Crooks Road exit on my way up that way. So I'll wave as I'm passing by.
All right, well, I'm going south. I'm almost at the Crooks Road exit. I'm on this. I'm on the part that goes east and west before it curves south.
All right, you're still heading down to the cabin?
Yeah, like I said, I gotta, because of my meds and stuff, I gotta eat my breakfast and stuff, so I'll see who's there. If not, I'll just have breakfast by myself.
You'll have Dawn's undivided attention. Now, there'll probably be a couple. I know a lot of the guys are Hazel Park, and they're all going to the show. And there's a few. Now, I don't know. I mean, you know, Jack may go if he knew there were people going. John may be listening here or there. You know, he might go if he knew people were coming. So maybe make a list. We've made enough noise here to anybody that might be thinking about going to the breakfast, by all means, go.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what building you're talking about that this thing's in. The only thing I saw that was actually built in then where they tore that mall down was the new DTE station, service station. Is there something else there?
I have no idea. I know Don and Steve looked at the map and said, oh my God, it's right in our backyard. Right where the old mall used to be. So that's all I know. I didn't look with great detail at the flyer. There's a flyer. If you type Vintage Electronics Expo, you'll see it. They got a website that explains it all. Vintage Electronics Expo is what they call it, though.
Okay, it could be in that. There's a big building in the back. It used to be a Kmart, I think. That's been vacant for a while or whatever. I think they use it for certain events. I think that could be where it's at.
Well, your guess is better than mine. So, but like I said, I'm not worried about it. All I have to do is get to Steve's house. And I'm sure he can tell me from there. And I'm sure Don will be out here as well. But yepers. Like I said, I always enjoy this show. I always find something to buy. But it'd be like a Zenith Transoceanic or I think one year I bought a CD radio there. Very much of that. But just saying, it's not always tubes, you know, if you're looking for any kind of tubes or anything like that. So anywho.
Yeah, sounds like fun. For some reason, I just never gotten into that. I like the newfangled stuff.
I like both. I like the look and feel of the old stuff, but, you know, when it comes to the operation, I give me the fish finder. Yeah, it's kind of, how do you keep them down on the farm after they've seen Perry? How do you not have a spectrum analyzer in your HF rig after you had one?
Okay, sounds good. All right, let me know how what it's like. Talk to you later.
Okie doke, just going by the Center Point Marriott, whatever the hell that thing is. Standing there all by its lonesome on Square Lake here. So, up in your neck of the woods. All right, I wish I would have told you earlier yesterday. Sorry about that. Talk to you later. W8FC. K8BB from W8FU.
Yeah, just about to get out of the car at the ATM. I'll call you back in a minute. K8BB.
Wondering what's your itinerant? You coming up here?
Yeah, just leaving the ATM. Probably 10 minutes or so. I'll be there.
Okay, we're already here. Let me know when you get here. We'll meet you at the door. W8FU.
Good morning.
Oh, sorry, what was that?
Wally World here. I just said good morning.
Okay, a little noisy in here. We're at the Vintage Electronics Expo in Waterford. So, a lot of noise. Somebody's jamming their old stereo equipment. But thought I'd get on here in case there was any ships at sea. Gonna meet for breakfast afterwards.
Not very good. Okay. Yeah, you sound kind of distant for some reason. It's the other reason I figured I'd just say hi. So, have fun at the show. Spend some money. Get some stuff you like. And we'll talk a little later. N8KPP.
This is a show where you either spend 10 or 1,000. There's like nothing in between. I've spent 10. All right, later.
KFHCW, mobile and monitoring.
Maybe it's here.
Hey, Phil, where you at?
I'm down in, Royal Oak area right now. Heading home. How's the show?
Hey, Phil, what's the name of the restaurant in the strip mall where the Planet Fitness is on 59?
Say it again. Your audio is kind of, it's very, like, loud or something.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just the venue is really loud. Let me switch the DD switch. But so we're leaving here now. I'll just text you on a real radio in about 5 minutes if you're still.
Yeah, I'm, like I said, I'm just heading toward Homish.
Yeah, we're just leaving now. We're thinking of a place to eat. And I was trying to think of the name of the restaurant on 59 by the Planet Fitness. Anyhow, I'll catch you on a regular radio in a couple minutes.
All righty. ABPR.
W8FU.
Hello.
Hey, what's the name of that restaurant that's on 59, where the Planet Fitness is?
You said where the Planet Fitness is?
In fact, I did say that, yes.
I'm not sure which one you're talking about. Where Planet Fitness is, that's like across from the Kroger?
Maybe it's Leo's. Steve seems to think maybe Leo's. I don't remember it being a Leo's, but it could be.
Yeah, there's a Leo's in there. Yes, there is. And what's also a very good place is Pop's Family Diner on M59 at near Elizabeth Lake Road.
Pop's, like a bunny rabbit? Pop's, or Pop's like your grandkids call you.
Yeah, that. Debbie and I go there frequently. They got a big menu. I think it's better than Leo's.
All right. Hey, Don, KADB. You catching all this? Yeah, I'll probably be at the end in about 90 seconds. I can do that. How did you get ahead of us that far? Where are the cops?
Turn right on Orchard Lake Road, and it'll be right at 59.
You shouldn't be anywhere near Orchard Lake Road.
Yeah, so we are, I don't know where we are. I have no idea how this place works.
Yeah, you shouldn't be anywhere near Orchard Lake Road.
So yeah, turn right on that, and then when you get to 59, we'll be right there.
Yeah, I was saying, you shouldn't be anywhere near Orchard Lake Road. You're talking about Elizabeth Lake Road?
No, Elizabeth. So you're heading that way, right around the corner, I guess.
Yeah, Elizabeth Lake Road. All right.
It's just north of Elizabeth Lake Road on the, you're going to call it the north side of the road, like the first building, almost. That was all noise.
Well, I say I am here. I will get a table for what for? AADB.
Yeah, no copy, Sean. I can there about, I'll be there about 10 minutes.
Hi, Nathan, your repeater?
My repeater's, I put that preamp in and there's something wrong with it. It just doesn't work. Nothing's getting through.
Are you hearing me here? Hello, come in. Because I was on the 56, you said you couldn't hear me.
I'm hearing you now.
You'll be here in what?
Said, 10 minutes. ADPR.
KDAJIP looking for Mr. KIADF, seeing if you're up and about, Gregory. Negative contact, no Greg around. It's KDAJIP Greg.
TFM. KEATFM. KE8ZRB.
W8FMA, monitoring.
KEATFM.
WSGT735. WSGT735.
I don't think you're supposed to be here.
Yep, I think you grabbed the wrong microphone. K8BB. TFM. Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey. Anyone out here tonight? KG8 TFM.